Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
If there's one thing we can agree on as a nation, it's that competitive eating contests have captivated the zeitgeist for decades. Which begs the question, should speed eating be considered a national sport? Certainly not. But for competitive eaters Dean Monster and Michael Carr, mastering the world of high-quality food consumption has become a year-long profession. My partner, Scooter Armstrong, was deep-sea trench diving in the Pacific, so I traveled solo to the San Pedro Eating Fest. I caught up with Monster and Carr as they prepared their gullets for the approaching contest.
So the event's tomorrow, so you talk me through it. When do you get into the city? So this is the San Pedro Eating Fest, which I've never heard of. Is this a big one in the circuit?
Yeah, they're all a little bit seasonal.
Right. This is on True TV late night, right?
That's right. It's after I'm Sorry.
Okay.
This is sort of a Halloween themed eating fest. Used to be in Salem, but they figured that San Pedro was kind of a witchier location in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Now, do you guys, so many questions. How did you meet? Like, were you independent competitors and then you, or were you always teammates?
Same way everybody meets, I guess. Yeah, we weren't always partners.
Nope.
My ex-stepdad was his younger brother's best friend.
Yes.
Can I ask what the gap was between the dad and the stepbrother, age gap?
And
they were hanging out, buds?
Yeah, my younger brother was basically a baby at the time, but they, you know, the idea that you can't be best friends with a baby.
Oh no,
I'm not saying you're saying that. It has come
sure.
up.
Sure, way to view it. It's a limited way to view it. But I'd say if you go, hey, I'm gonna go meet my buddy, and then people find out that that's a baby, they think that you're hiding something.
And
from
I'd
them.
Actually argue it's much more intellectually challenging to try and be friends. But best friends, especially with a baby, than like someone your exact age, which is pretty easy, and everyone does it. I've seen some people that are really stupid be friends with people their own age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've never met a truly dumb person who's best friends with a baby. I've really only met one. It's this guy, and he's a goddamn genius.
And I should say he's defending his ex-stepdad, which is very noble because he and your mom are still married. It's just that you have divorced him as a stepdad.
Well, yeah, he unadopted me at a certain point, and it was just, you know, time to stand on my own two feet.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this. In the circuit of competitive eating, there seems to be, and I did a little research on this, high percentage of kids in this game, and women, come from divorced families.
Yeah.
It's interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting sort of psychological, not boxing, it's like competitive
eating. Two Thanksgivings.
Eating. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Oh, you got used to...
Double Thanksgiving. Yeah. Good. Just chowing down in front of everybody. Oh, the turkey's so good. Oh, my gosh, the stuffing. And I have a whole thing on stuffing, but we don't have to go into it.
So is there any shit talk this weekend? Like tonight you might go out to eat, or I don't even know what you do. Do you kind of try to get in people's...
Are we going to eat tonight? I don't really.
Feel like
we're not
it.
Big food guys.
I don't really like
in
it.
In truth?
Is a thing?
Yeah.
No, not really. I'm more of a gum man.
Mm-hmm. And then... My whole thing.
You enjoy
is,
just chewing gum, but not intaking any calories.
Love gum. Food, I'm like.
I like those floss
some of it's
picks.
Okay. Actually, no, I don't really like any of it.
Not a big food person.
No.
What do I think of food? Well, are we talking hot food?
Sure.
Like, can't stand it. Can't.
Don't like
stand
the temperature.
It. Don't want to be near
cooked
it.
Cooked even. Nothing cooked.
Not for me.
Cooked,
no.
Served cold. Cold spaghetti.
Cooked and then if chilled.
If it's cooled off a little bit, it's disgusting to me.
All right.
So, yeah.
So, for example, imagine that there starting tomorrow? And when do they release what you're eating? Like, when do you find out what the stuff you're eating tomorrow is?
They might have already. I
you haven't even checked in?
I don't check.
Where do you get your shouldn't you check in with the judges and let them know you're here? Like, isn't there like a whole welcome room? And
we check in with the judges, but in a way that like they don't know that we know that they're the judges. It's supposed to be like a secret thing who the judges are, so you can't befriend them before the competition. But we
have keeps it honest. There's no bribery that way.
But we have ways of getting their names and finding them before the show, and we just happen to have an extra ticket to like a NBA Development League game. Mm-hmm. And so we'll go see the Bakersfield Jam. We'll go see the Agua Caliente Clippers.
Yeah.
And then we'll show up the next day to the eating contest and be like, you're the judge?
Whoa, that's so crazy. We were just talking about the main Red Claws yesterday. Mm-hmm.
So do you guys, when you travel, do you try to hit the local NBA league scene?
Development league.
Development league?
Yeah, that's the real
game.
That's
where you're like... getting your just you guys are fascinating because that's very Renaissance that you seem very
passionate
about, like the farm leagues and the NBA as well. Like you seem to have multiple like talents.
That's really the one because like we were saying, food we don't like.
Food's not our thing. We love semi-professional sporting events and really just for basketball.
Do you think that the food game will always be relegated to a semi-professional status, like the competitive eating world? Some people say because of the revenue it generates on television, and I don't believe there's been a feature-length competitive eating film yet. Correct me
Will's
if I'm wrong.
Will's on it.
I'm sorry?
Will's doing it.
Will Smith?
Ferrell.
Will Ferrell's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's Jackie Moon again, but now he's competitive eating.
Now he's chomping.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. Okay, I guess I would see that, yeah. That's pretty neat. That must feel special then for you guys. To have your sport sort of embodied and taken into the limelight for a moment.
Yeah, I just hate eating so much. I don't think I'll watch it.
And we're already rich from this, so at some point it's like...
Yeah. Well, we've made contact with the judges a lot, which has saved us a lot of headaches in terms of having to actually eat the food.
Yes.
I mean, we don't...
That's the biggest thing now. The real challenge of it is how to not eat the food.
And, yes, I think of myself less as a competitive eater and more as an amateur magician.
Mm-hmm.
How do I make the food disappear without having to do the disgusting act of chewing and swallowing it?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So I'll do...
Have you ever had, like, 3 hot dogs?
Have I ever had... No, in one day, never.
Can you imagine how sickening that would be?
It's disgusting. Yes. That sensation
feel is... like hell.
Revolting.
Yes. Ugh. So you have to...
But yeah, your profession, that is a weekly event for you. If you're, you know, competing year round, you must be eating tons of hot dogs once a week.
Pretending to. Yeah.
Pretending to. Yeah. So then how do you mask the fact that you're not eating bulk hot dog meat in front of an audience and judges around?
Well, there are a couple of different techniques.
Are you familiar with the Cookie Monster?
Do you know about the Cookie Monster?
I know the Cookie Monster, yeah. Yeah.
So maybe you've noticed there's an illusion that the Cookie Monster creates.
He just minces them and they fall out of his mouth.
It appears as if he's eating cookies.
Yeah.
That was based on us.
Mm-hmm. Cleaner for Sesame Street to make it one singular character, of course. You know, that's just good storytelling. But
so
actually,
you're both just
us.
Really good at mincing.
Yeah.
Not eating because there's no swallowing. Just shredding food. But very little is going in.
Well, if you look at my fingernails, they are shaved into all these interesting designs, and I can essentially run those down the side of a hot dog. And
scraping
it's
off as
ribbons.
Much bread and mm-hmm. meat to the floor. So at the end of a... I don't know. What's a good score? Like, do you guys... Again, I should have done some research on this. Are you...
Forget it. That's never...
Are you, where are you ranked?
Where are you guys ranked in the world?
I'll show you how the scoring kind of works, and you can see the whole process. Can I get that big... pile of hot dogs. Sorry, a bunch of them are falling on the ground.
These are very classic LA. Any sporting event, you're always going to see the tray of hot dog wrapped in bacon, you know?
Yes.
These are like vintage LA dogs. So I'd say on that tray, there's probably 32.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How many?
That's important for the count. So you can watch it, watch the kind of process right now, and I'll just kind of start tossing them into the air.
Oh, wow, he's eating so many. Oh, he must be swallowing them.
So that is 10 points. And you'll notice
Can I ask you how you came upon 10 points? Like, what was the measure? What are you measuring with those 10 points?
It's kind of, you go by feel. It's but the judge 10 the most? Too.
It's your gut.
Is 10 the most?
Have we ever done more than 10?
I've gotten 10.
So 10 is the highest score in competitive eating.
Well, okay. Someone might break it at some point.
It sounds here. Like it's the
it
limit.
Seems like you're a little confused. Here, pass me the hot dogs.
Yeah.
Just watch.
You're mincing
it. That's like 7 points.
You're like, sure.
And seven? Do you think it's easy to crumb a hot dog? Mm-mm. They're not.
No, not at that pace.
Right?
My guess is he probably shredded 4. He probably shredded 5, but I don't know how the math works out. I'm not a food chemist.
Can I say something? Don't do that. I'm not a food chemist.
I'm not.
You know what I mean? I hate hearing that. I'm not.
You're talking to two guys who are tag team competitive eaters in a solo sport. Mm-hmm. And they said we weren't allowed to do that, and we did anyway. And that we would not be good at it because of our unusual, you have to admit, aversion to food. Even for a normal person, let alone someone who eats competitively.
Let that inspire you. You are a food chemist, you know? Wake that up inside you.
I think you'd need a little schooling to execute any sort of alchemy.
Well, let's try something. Yeah. Take one of these. We got 23 more hot dogs, I think. Mm-hmm. I had 5, you did 4. There was 32.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got this, you're holding it in your hand.
All right.
What kind of experiments could you do?
I suppose we could separate them and put one in the freezer and burn one and then see what freezing and we could
now
cut
what
it
are
half.
We separating in this case? Two hot dogs that are stuck together?
I would go chop it in I would chop it in half.
Mm.
And okay. I would put one half in the freezer
so
as
just
is.
The one hot dog, so you know you weren't starting with two different hot dogs.
Right.
Now all of a sudden I'm looking at try a freaking food scientist.
Exact initial conditions, hopefully.
You know what I mean? Will say the experiment is pretty basic. I think one of the hot dogs is gonna kind of freeze.
Yeah.
And the other one is going to catch on fire, burn up.
But which one?
So that's what we're going to find out.
All right. Well,
somewhere to start. How did that feel to just become a food scientist? Instead of saying, I'm not.
There's a freezer there. I suppose we could use that freezer.
This is another thing.
All right.
Pile of hot dogs. We're outside.
Uh-huh.
Pile of hot dogs and like a mini freezer.
I'm going to put one in the freezer. And we need I need a fire source. Because I want to try to burn this like with a acetylene torch or something.
Hang on a second. What was in that freezer?
Looks like Otter Pops and those big bricks that you put on a sprained ankle.
So I will say, not a food guy, not a water guy. Otter Pops, neither one. I love them.
Mm-hmm. And for me, those sprained ankle bricks are like freaking catnip.
What are my favorite flavors in order? I guess I'd say Sir Isaac Lime, Louis Blue Raspberry, Little Orphan Orange, Strawberry Short Kook.
You're a fan.
I want to say Gilbert Grape. I know that's not right.
Yeah, it's close.
Poncho
though.
Punch. And who's Mr. Grape?
It doesn't matter.
Gordon?
Gordon's a good guess.
I haven't had one, so
they're amazingly.
I've named the ankle bricks.
Yeah.
You've eaten one.
I've named them.
Named them.
Yeah,
and you could try crumbing one of those. Crumb an Otter Pop. Mash an Otter Pop in your mouth until it turns to crumbs.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. Then
try
call
that.
Me.
Don't let me tell you something. Don't even. Nope. Don't. Okay. Okay. Do it.
I'll
wait. Wait. Okay. Do it.
Jesus Christ, the kid's a natural.
I will say,
you never done this before?
No.
Not as much, and I'm only giving you criticism because you're so close. Not as much flapping of your mouth as we usually do. It's kind of just loose flapping.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like it was gnawing a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It felt like, no, well, that's my instinct was to gnaw through the plastic.
Well, and you're conserving energy by not moving your jaw as much, but I gotta tell you, you're selling the sizzle, not the steak. And so to create
salesmanship.
The image of your mouth going crazy, your jaw fully unhinging and flopping all the way back up
yes.
would be the way to convince the judges, hey, this guy's really working.
And you can, if you flap it enough, you can kind of just
so
throw
it sounds
the
food
like behind
flair,
you.
Flair or personality are weighted very heavily in this profession.
Patter's a lot of it as well.
Patter?
Yep, stage
like
patter.
Like pre-show patter or on stage? Only what happens on stage.
Pre-show, of course, the stories that you're telling to the judges at the NBA Development
Is there like
League
a five-minute period where you have cocktail chatter with someone or something?
Yeah,
as
I mean,
part
it's,
of like the pageant?
Ideally, it's longer, but
yeah,
to get a story or two in.
Yeah, we have always an extremely coordinated kind of vaudeville routine that we do about the food, the other people at the table. We'll go down the line and roast everybody else, and then we'll kind of do
with
a little
insults?
Bit of crowd work,
like roast them clownishly with insults.
Yes,
yeah. It seems like all the sort of trickery. Time is there's time required with all that trickery. Why not just learn to like do it the right way? Do you know what I mean?
Right. If you devoted like, half the time you do to making up stories about how you lost your homework as you did to actually studying, you'd have straight A's, right?
Yeah.
Of that world, yes.
Yeah. Well, that I tried that too. And? You know what I got? B's.
Yep. B's?
Yeah. And I was told I'd get straight A's if I did that.
B's the animal.
Yeah.
They gave you bees? They literally gave you a colony of bees?
Yeah, that's right. My earth
in
science
In punishment
teacher.
Or in reward?
I mean...
They would do a little of both.
Yeah. Well, and you would never know whether you're getting a mad bee or a happy bee. But it was, you did have to reach your hand inside this big sock that my earth science teacher had. And the bee inside would either give you a little kiss, it kind of tickle, or give you a big sting. And it kind of tickled.
One of the first rules of journalism is to never get personally involved with a story. But for months after my interview with Dean and Michael, I could not get competitive eating out of my head. It was all I could think about. I tried to satisfy my craving by eating a sleeve of generic Oreos, a jar of Miracle Whip, a bag of marshmallows, the cinnamon quesarito at Taco Bell. None of this worked. The only thing that would scratch my itch was competing at the professional level. And so, I entered a local chicken wing eating contest, and as luck would have it, the judges happened to be two veteran speed eaters I was all too familiar with.
Hi, my name is Matt Walsh, and,
Matt?
Wait a minute, Matt.
Come on.
Dean, Monster.
Michael Carr.
Michael
with
Dean.
A C and one R?
Sure. It's been a year.
Yeah.
Monster Car Brothers. That is incredible. Wow. You look so, like,
well, busted.
Crazy.
Wait, is this...
Busted.
So, did you get into this because of us?
Yeah, I got curious because of you, too. Maybe it would have crossed my path in some other way, but I've been doing
okay,
really...
Okay, so you don't want to give us the, like, that we had... That it was because of us.
No credit.
Only partial credit.
No,
it
you can
like.
Have credit. No, okay. You can have credit.
But you're saying it might have happened even without you interviewing two competitive eaters. I just want to say.
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. Yeah. I'm getting off on a bad foot, it feels like.
No, I mean, I was really excited to see you, but it just seems so easy to say.
Yeah, I guess
it was
I don't
because
know why
of you guys.
You're going to stake out that, like.
I'm not going to die on that hill. No.
Yeah, it just... Like,
and it was unintentional. It was more...
I'm not influenced by anybody.
Anyways.
I'm a true original. I'm doing what you showed me.
Well, I'll say this. You know, we're judging this event.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're not eating anymore. We always hated it.
Or we never were eating.
But when we actually crunched the numbers, it turns out so much of our income came from the judging part of it.
I think I'm going to try to get different judges because I feel like I've gotten off on a wrong foot.
Well, who are you going to talk to? The commissioners? That how you're going to get new judges?
I guess we should get this over with.
Yeah, I guess we should.
It's my first big tournament. I normally ask the judges what their weekend was like. I start with that for like...
Okay.
What was your weekend like?
Even today? It's Friday.
Last weekend.
Hard to even remember.
I hardly know. Good God.
Not a good icebreaker.
Last weekend, right?
Are you Dodger fans?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The Artful Dodger?
Yeah.
No. Well, maybe I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I got into competitive eating, full disclosure, because of both of you.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Completely.
I'm touched.
And utterly, totally because of your path crossing my life.
I'm going to embarrass myself. I'm welling up.
So thank you for
that. Which is hard to do with how little water we drink. Mm-hmm. We need that.
It's extremely dangerous.
Yes.
I have like 2 minutes left.
Do you want to eat for any part of this?
No.
Okay.
Oddly enough, I've started,
it made me sick.
Okay. I've started to dislike food after doing this for like 6 months.
That'll happen, right?
Yeah.
Yep. As they, you know, they say, if you want to, eat and ain't cheating. They do say that. And that is
what
you
have.
Cheating's involved in eating, but yeah.
Yes.
What do you have?
I have a corn.
Awesome corn.
Mm-hmm. Acorn.
Okay. I'll have a corn.
Mm-hmm.
Nom, 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 nom.
Nice
nom.
Technique.
Bing.
Okay.
All right.
So what was that?
That was flair. I was pretending it was a typewriter roll, and so I was giving the judges a little something extra.
Okay. Well, now what? So could be interesting to be writing a letter home. To your wife, who to say that you are coming back from the war safely.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good.
While eating the corn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you competing in the big chicken
the
out
big
today?
The big chicken out is, yeah, that's after this. Easily the most dangerous competitive eating event that there is.
Which is just eating tons of fried chicken?
They leave the bones in, yeah.
It's until you fully chicken out. It's something that your body does.
Minutes later, the eating contest began.
How long do
you're
I
not
have?
Gonna want, gonna, what? You're not going to want to breathe like that before
I'm trying
doing
to expand
this.
My diaphragm, my thorax region, so I have like maximum capacity.
The tighter it is in a way is better because then it can kind of crunch it. Once the chicken is in there.
To finish this bucket?
To chicken out? 50 minutes.
50 minutes, yes.
Okay.
We go by feel, as we've said. A lot of it is just gut instinct.
Can I ask how much of your scoring is based on flair and personality in this final event?
10 points.
How many are you going to do?
Today?
Yeah.
What day is it? Friday.
It's Friday.
10.
How was your weekend?
Thank you for asking.
Really
it was
nice.
Really, really good. Yes. Went to D.C.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Saw all the museums. You can walk.
Yeah. What was your favorite?
Planes. Got to be the planes.
Yep.
Smithsonian Aerospace.
I don't think that's what it's called.
No.
It's like a plane museum.
Mm, the planes museum.
Huge. I think it's the Smithsonian Aeronautics building. Aeronautics
I know.
And aviation
I'm
well, you just
building.
Said two different things.
And aeronautics and aviation.
That's four.
Far be it for me to challenge a judge. I'm not going to die on that hill. All right, I'm ready.
Okay.
Yum, 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 yum. Chicken. Oh.
Ew.
Ow.
Oh. Yuck. Ew, sick. He's really doing it. What a sick freak. Does he really think there's fucking points for this? It's like he likes it.
Okay, can I get a glass of water?
I'm amazed that you're able to talk with it. Most of it hanging out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of your face is just chicken bones now, you know?
And you're sticking sort of contracting your throat, I guess, anaconda style.
Hmm. Oh.
This guy looks like he's about to chicken out.
Oh. Oh. If I hit that button, that means I've chickened out.
You have to eat that button.
I'm chickening out. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Well, that's yeah.
Matt,
ten.
I'd like to congratulate you on a 10-point performance.
Yep. But I chickened out.
No one's ever gotten it that far down their esophagus before.
But I chickened out. I didn't do...
It's a distance competition.
into the body?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who could swallow a whole chicken bone?
Chicken.
Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken skeleton.
So do I win the tournament?
Sure.
Yeah, what? What's... What? Are we doing prizes?
Months later, I received some troubling news. Dean Monster's ex-stepdad had died. But even more troubling than the death of a man was the death of a partnership. Sources had confirmed that Monster and Carr had a huge falling out and were no longer competing on the circuit. I hearken back to my days in Chicago in the 90s, when Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen would constantly squabble. But no matter what, their love of the game would bring them back together. And so, I had to travel to San Pedro, to Dean's ex-stepdad's funeral, where I attempted to get this legendary tandem back on the food court.
Oh, Michael, can I talk to you for a second?
Hey, yeah, what's up?
You remember me? I'm here because I heard that your ex-partner, Dean, was coming to pay his respects.
Oh, okay. That's it. Yeah, I wasn't sure because they had that falling out when he was unadopted. I'm really just here to push my baby brother around. He is still a baby. So...
In a stroller?
Yeah. That would... A stroller is an interesting idea. I've been using a shopping cart.
Hello, Michael.
Okay, that is a little loud for...
Yeah, this. We could. Let's take this outside.
Okay.
There's a room filled with organs.
Really nice service.
No, yeah, it's great.
Oh, Sorry, there's another service. In the
okay.
Yeah. Outdoor service. That's a nice idea.
Well, in this climate, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Spend half the time.
Do them all outside.
Spend half
yeah, in Pedro? Outside. Yeah, sure. Amazing to be back in Pedro.
So, I guess... After the separation,
yeah,
the competitive eating world has team. Competitive eating world has gone on its own little journey,
yeah,
its own scandals, and yet you two refuse to get back into it. I'm just curious.
Yeah. Well, we started judging each other.
Mm.
At first, as a way to make,
that's a recipe for disaster.
Right? At first, as a way to make money. And then it did get personal.
Sure. Because you're going to end up coming in front of him because you're next.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like really hard to be honest and like,
yes.
Or you don't. Yeah.
That's what made us so mad at each other is we were both being too nice.
And it's a weird sport anyways, the fact that so much is weighted on conversation and not the actual eating.
And that there isn't much of an eating component, and when there is, it's either a whole chicken or the equipment that you use for the competition.
Yeah.
But that's getting eaten.
A card or seemingly. A button, something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me, it felt like we just lost sight of why we even started.
Yeah.
That it used to be about not eating.
Doing, yes.
And then it became about judging each other.
But do you miss... I mean, obviously there are a couple competitive eating teams that come to mind that are making both, you know, $1 million a year. And
yeah.
And they were on Ellen just the other day. They were on the Ellen DeGeneres show. And there's talk of them having the sequel to a movie about competitive eating. Do you have judgments about that? Do you think that they've sold out? Do you think the league has sold out?
Like we said, hard to turn off the judging thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been kind of tuning the whole thing out, sailed around the world, of course, in the duck boat.
Congratulations.
Which is very, with a duck boat, you can do in a straight line.
Mm-hmm. Go land,
yep.
Ice,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I buried myself in a cave.
Really?
Yeah.
Not just went
you
in.
You probably notice I look insane. I'm covered in dirt.
Not just went into a cave, you buried yourself.
I buried myself, yeah. I went into a cave and found a sort of soft area and dug down and then got in the hole.
Just lived underground, literally.
Yeah, you know, thankfully I had trained myself to never really need food, but...
You were getting it somehow. I guarantee it was seeping into
nutrients,
you somehow.
Nutrients, I think, were sneaking in through my feet.
Yeah.
Are you absorbing it somehow?
Roots.
Yeah. Well, there's all kinds of minerals in the mud down there.
Mm-hmm.
Were you mincing things? Maybe not eating them, but mincing things?
Yeah. Every now and then. Yeah. One of those blind fish would swim by me and I'd mince it up. Yeah. But I did some soul searching and I found that with no one else there to judge, I finally had to judge myself.
The fish swam in the dirt?
Yeah.
And there's ponds. There's underwater waterways.
Underwater ponds?
Yeah. Underwater ponds and underwater riverways.
When I bury myself, I find that I would go through layers and layers. I just keep shooting down. I mean, while you were going around the world this one way, sort of on the surface, going all the way through.
You bored.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't boring at all. It was a little joke.
That's pretty good flair, too bad.
That brings me back to our old batter that we never got to do.
Mm.
This reunion went better than I thought because you two are right back at where you were. Like, I felt like there'd be some stuff to unpack or a comment you made about his wife or something.
Something interesting.
Something interesting.
Oh, please.
Scandalous.
We're too mature for all that.
And I'm in a good mood because now my baby brother can be my best friend again. You know?
Yeah.
So, because spot opened up.
So that's important to you.
Yeah.
Do you see both of you getting back on the circuit anytime soon? Because that's what a lot of the fans would like to know.
Michael?
I mean, I guess there is like a crudité platter here. I guess if we ate a little bit of it, we would be technically back in the game.
Still got my old nails.
Well, truth be told, and I know this is a funeral, but I brought 3 crates of broccoli.
Okay.
I thought it'd be fun to see you guys shred 3 crates of broccoli for old time's sake.
Okay.
What a nice way to
go. Maybe we should go further away from the
shredding
service.
I think we should get closer. There's no greater honor to my ex-stepdad.
And there's 3 organs in here. I could see just like the swell of organ music rising as we're shredding 3 crates of broccoli together, the whole team back together.
If they really started jamming out.
I wonder if it would make your stepdad happy that you two got back together and did this.
Ex-stepdad.
Sorry. I always get that wrong. I got an ex-stepdad.
Now ex-stepdad, really, in a way.
Yeah, my former ex-stepdad. What do you say? For old time's sake, we shred some broccoli and try to get some of it in the casket?
I think that'd be great.
That would be really nice.
That'd be great.
Okay, and we do...
Hey, you guys, thanks a lot for listening to this week's UCB Sports and Leisure. Thanks to our special guests, Hayes Davenport, Sean Clemens. Woohoo! Thank you, guys. Check out their podcast, Hollywood Handbook, on Earwolf. And as always, a big shout-out to our producer, Anosh McAdam, whose top 2 favorite pastimes are sleeping and being awake. Don't forget, check us out on iTunes, rate us, and you can find us at UCBSL on Twitter. Happy Thanksgiving. Peace.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.